Taking your emails and taking your calls. Ignorant and uninformed.
Options.
Yeah, no, that certainly.
Email account. And normally I switch over and I've set it to be the default one, but now it doesn't. It didn't do it that day.
Sure, man.
But you know, I'm ready. I'm ready if you are, brother.
Hey, dude, you already hit record. So whether I'm ready or not, this is happening.
This is all the pre-show. This is, you know, this is what the people really come for.
Oh. Speaking of people coming, like last time I posted episodes, cause you know, I try to like batch them. And so, man, there was like a week or two ago that there was 1,100 some pings to the RSS feed. I have no idea.
I don't know how we're doing that, man. That's crazy.
I mean, you know me, I'm skeptical. And so like back when we first started this and like padding the numbers and all that shit. So who knows?
Well, I do think that because we were hosting it on that one that was like very specifically like, oh, we'll get you listens, you know, like the podcast revolution or whatever we were with at first for hosting was, I guarantee you they were like just giving us numbers or they have some kind of bot that like pings
or- Or maybe they weren't, and we just shot ourselves in the foot because we thought they were, and we could have been podcast gold, Ben.
Maybe. This is podcast gold. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Ignorant and Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. We're coming to you from beautiful Keystone and Silverthorne, Colorado, respectively. Just a hop, skip, and a jump across the mountains. And Max and I are here to fulfill your podcasting dreams. You wished for more episodes, and here we are recording more of them. And I am joined as always by our Jinfolk host, Mr. Max Sarakistan Sarak.
Jinfolk, because I'm granting wishes. Yeah, man, yeah. I gotta be honest. I'm way more feeling copper or electrum than I am gold today. But
solid podcasting electrum.
Solid podcasting copper. Yeah, you can loot this and sell it for parts. Go on.
But this is our podcast where we take topics and we talk about them for 30 minutes of uninterrupted podcasting electrum. Copper, maybe a silver piece.
I mean, if you're like platinum or gold, that could raise our exchange rate value. Yeah, I'm just letting you know where I'm signing in at.
You know, it really depends on inflation and you know, that's what really and the price of horse feed, I think, in this economy
is what drives the exchange rate
of, I mean, you know, I don't know, what's the equivalent of crude oil in a medieval pre-engine civilization?
Got you.
Or a magic civilization. I guess it's like spell components is sort of the driving force.
Possibly like how much it costs to fill your magic tank. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
get your shit done.
Yeah. Yeah. But it is April Fool's Day, P.S. It's not a safe place on the internet right now. This will come out after that, but.
Oh, yeah. Have you been gotten? Part of me was hoping that when Jeff sent that text, I mean, I hope he's doing better, but part of me thought I was hoping it was April Fool's because I was excited to have a full complement of our hosts, but I hope he is doing well.
That didn't even occur to me.
Have you gotten got today?
Oh, almost. Sort of almost. I'm always like, there's that moment of like, wait, what? And then, oh, right. That like, I like to think that I use a bit of common sense and discernment when I'm surfing the internet and reading things before I jump to any conclusions, before I get caught up in the sensational, like, what? I can't believe this. You know, before I'm, I like to think I put on the brakes before I get in the comments, right?
Sure.
Whether or not I do is not, but Alan got me today a little bit when I was like, oh shit, what? I was like,
I mean, he
that
has
is
like
a huge surprise.
He has a history of April Fool's videos.
He does. Yeah. And I remembered that as I was looking at the thumbnail.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, and then I had to get in the comments and say, ah, you got me on that. Even just the thumbnail got me, man.
Oh, good, man. Why? What did it say?
That D&D was adopting his system as the new 6e. Or that like it was sort of like it implied like D&D bought me out, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Or Wizards of the Coast or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's hilarious. And that, for a second I was like, oh, maybe they bought the DC 20 like
to squash it like hydrogen.
Yeah, like maybe they were trying to like Bill Gates it up in here, Microsoft. And yeah, but it was it took me a second that I was like,
yeah,
I didn't even get to the video before I was like, oh, this is his April Fool's thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right on, man.
Yeah, it was good. I tried to get a little special April Fool's short together for the YouTube channel, and that didn't happen.
Okay.
It hasn't happened yet, but I feel like it's a little too late in the day at this point to to wish for such a thing.
Maybe. I mean, you could just fucking put it out tomorrow, man. Fuck with people.
I mean, I don't think ours is really – my idea wasn't particularly a joke like a fake news. But it was just more of like, this is a silly thing we could put out on April Fool's Day.
Oh, I got you.
But
– so it was a joke, kind of. Just it not was a joke. Luck.
It would have required some studio time, and I just didn't fit that into my day yet.
Yeah, man.
And I don't know that I will because
– get it?
I've still got – still got silly work today, but a little bit of work.
What is the definite talk silly work? What is that?
It's like busy work, but like
okay,
pointless.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I like silly work as better than busy work as just a classification.
Yeah, it's just silly work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I mean, most of it is silly. I feel
you. You know, it's true. It's true. But it's been kind of a strange day. And then like, you know, I don't know if there's any zodiac reasons for this, but.
Oh, buddy, we can get all over in that in a second, but go on.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just, and then, you know, and then Jeff cancels on us, which again, good for him setting those boundaries. You got to do that. And then I was like halfway like, oh, I guess we're not recording. And then I was like, wait, no, Max and I can record. Why am I even?
Yeah. I hear you, man. Well, hopefully you were not looking to your like, because I mean, I have certainly had plans cancel in the last like week and been like, sweet, now I get to do this thing instead. So hopefully you were not at the like, sweet, now I get to do this thing instead phase when I sent that text of like, probably should.
No, that would have been like I might have tried to do our YouTube short thing.
I got you.
With my phone or something silly, but
my
idea again required green screen and costumes. But
Oh yeah, fair enough.
I was thinking like I can just do something real quick, but maybe I won't. Maybe I will just when I get next time, and it won't be an April Fool's thing. It'll just be a silly video we put out.
Yeah, which we can also do. Like, man, part of me thinks about like societal peer pressure, right? Like, gotta get drunk on St. Patrick's Day, but gotta celebrate America on the 4th, gotta make jokes on the 1st. So, like, man, you don't have to cave to that societal peer pressure. You can make funny videos whenever you want, Ben.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Make funny videos when I want.
I will say that like two of the biggest COVID casualties that I feel like I have experienced in my life were Indian lunch buffets, which I know there is one in Evergreen. But like me and my cousin Jeff used to hit one back in my hometown whenever I visited. And like ever since they reopened, that has done away. And the fucking Easter candy jelly bean market was decimated by goddamn COVID, man. Like the Easter before that shit happened, I can remember going to the grocery store and like literally every type of candy, shouldn't say literally every type, but like there was fucking all sorts of different, there was like Sour Patch Kids jelly beans and like everybody was making these weird, delicious jelly beans. And like it was fantastic, man. Like the Monday after Easter and like scooping up all the fucking on sale candy jelly beans. And I like specifically went to the store today to like run, you know, to get like my errands, and dude, it was fucking garbage, man. Goddamn garbage, Ben.
Garbage. This is trash beans.
No, there weren't even any jelly beans. It was all just like
I bought some Starburst flavor reds after like for Easter, so I was paying full price. But
yeah,
those Starburst jelly beans. Just the red ones.
Okay. Well, hey, man. I look, dude. If you want to go to Target today, buy one, get one 50% off on your Starburst jelly beans.
Ooh. Those are good candies right before filming, too. Those are pretty good. I gotta say.
But yes.
What? I didn't say it. Did I say something?
Oh, I don't know. Like, the robots have you all modulated.
Oh, damn it.
I know. Damn fucking robots. But, yeah, man. No, there's tons of astrological shit going on that has been rocking my world over the last week. Eclipses, while, like, awesome astronomical events, can, like, from an astrological standpoint, fuck some people up. And, like, I am sensitive to that shit, and so dude, it's been all over, like, on a goddamn yo-yo day to day.
What does an eclipse harbinger of?
What is it, harbinge?
Yeah, what is it, harbinge?
I don't think
that's a tensed verb. I don't think
harbinge is a verb either, but I love it, and it should be. I'm here for it.
It's like bringer, right? It's just like bringer.
Yeah. But harbinge is more fun because, I mean, someone could just be like the bringer of joy, but that's not as fun as the harbinger of joy.
Yeah.
They're like super charged, full and new moons respectively. So like full moons are typically your time of like things coming up to the surface, right? Emotions bubbling up and out. And that is possibly why some people like act the fool and act out. Like, you know, most of us are not our best selves when we are emotionally activated, right? We get like, yeah. And so, and then new moons are like your time of like planting seeds and intention. And so those eclipses are sort of like those things, you know, on fucking steroids. And so like endings, lots of, around the full moon and like beginnings around the new moon. And like, there are, some, so, you know, like the eclipses come in pairs. Sometimes there's three of them, but like the weeks in between the eclipses are sort of like, yeah, just like life gets jostled up so that you are put on your karmic path, whatever the fuck that actually means. I'm not entirely sure. All I can tell you is that like most of the time during eclipse, my sleep gets all fucked up. And like my energy last week was like so manic, where it was just like, dude, everything was great. And like had all the energy to do all the things. And then the next day was just like in the fucking tank.
Okay.
And so yeah, that's sort of been
and astronomically speaking,
mm-hmm.
a solar eclipse can only happen during a full moon, right?
Well, right,
and a new moon.
Right, and a lunar eclipse is during a full moon. Yeah, like that's always
a full moon because of gravity.
Yeah, the way that they move in front of each other. Yeah,
the way that orbits work.
Sure.
So can I tell you that I'm going to interrupt here with a little side tangent, but I do want to come back.
Oh, I didn't have much more to go. Go on.
The meaning of the zodiacs. But so I have been driving myself down a weird YouTube rabbit hole.
Oh.
Trying to figure out how a planet with two moons could potent what fate would the phases always match on a planet with two moons.
Oh.
And so I was like, I don't, if they were in the same orbit, like, so I don't know. I kept looking, I was like reading Reddit. I was like trying to read to see if anyone had written something more scientific than Reddit.
Fucking tweet like, I don't know, at somebody, like tweet it. Fucking Neil deGrasse Tyson, or hit him up on Instagram or some shit and drop into his DMs and be like, hey man,
I do like, there's a couple of, ooh, maybe I'll hit up, what's her name? Astronomy Amy or something like that. Yeah. Or Stellar something, something.
Yeah.
I like her videos. I think I follow her. I'm going to hit her up. Say, hey, if we had two moons, there is a video on it, but it was a little confusing.
But I would also think
it was more about like, what are the implications to the tides? Like, what are the implications to the Earth sure. if we had two moons or if the moon was bigger. And it was a bunch of like theoreticals like that.
I mean, I got yeah, confused. Cause like, it's my understanding that like, obviously the size and possibly like, and where it is in orbit, like what ring of orbit it's in. Right. Because like, obviously two moons can't be in the same orbital path or they would collide.
Would they?
I mean, if
they're on the same trajectory and they're at the same speed, they're just two things at the same distance.
But then you would never see them as two. They would always be like seen as one.
They would be, yeah, like moving across the sky.
Right.
And if they were both tidally locked to the planet, that's what I'm like, I have nothing but questions.
Right. And so I mean, I guess if like one was bigger and the other one was smaller, then like you could maybe see that in the night sky, but
yeah. And yeah. If they were the same size, but one was further away, obviously they would be smaller, but they might be the same size, you know, like
right.
celestial body.
Well, and that's kind of what I was thinking is that like, if you had like, if they're, I don't know if it would be like a bigger one or a smaller one nearer or further, but like depending on those weights, right? Like if one was moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. You could,
there would be a time when if they were in if they were not at the same distance of orbit, non-concentric. No, that's not right. If they were at two different distances, mm-hmm. one would ostensibly get in front of the other one at some point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like that would be an eventuality at some point.
Totally.
And if it functions similar to our moon, or like, so in my mind, I'm like, okay, I got to keep this simple. Because yeah. I want it to play into things. This is all about our D&D game.
Oh, I'm well aware. Of course.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Because I decided there were two moons. And then I was like, right. wait, would they always? And I came up with that puzzle that could only be opened when it aligns with the phases of the moon.
Sure.
That both moons. Like you have to set the door to be like, oh, this the big one's full and the little one's half or whatever. Mm-hmm. They were both. And I made it simple on myself to just say they're both new moons.
Yeah,
was what we did in the game.
I mean, part of me would also just tell you to. I mean, I appreciate that, like you want to know, and like your desire to make it scientifically sound and accurate. But again, like much where we started with, like what is the equivalent of a crude barrel of oil? Like how much does magic cost? My advice to you would maybe just be like. To make that shit up. But to just like, you know, hey, one moves left and one moves right. One is going clockwise, one is going counterclockwise. What do they fucking call that in places without clocks? I would also encourage you to reach out to just like somebody and ask for an answer because like I just think it's cool to make contact. With that, and like, I actually have a tab up. I'm going to email this author who I heard on a couple podcasts. A question.
The RPG
about
guy?
No. I thought I reached out to him, but he either deleted my message or Instagram deleted my message. Or can that happen? Or I just never sent it. I don't know. You know me. I'm not good with these bits of technology.
You can message somebody on Instagram.
And yeah.
I've done that. I've been having a conversation with some like old college friends on Instagram.
Yeah.
Lately, and then I'm like, why don't we just text each other at some point?
I thought that I wrote and sent a message, but then I like looked to see, you know, it like keeps the log of who you sent things to, and it didn't appear there. So mm-hmm. something happened, but I'll reach out toward the end of the month again. But no, this is a different author who wrote this book about super communicators. But in it, he was talking about how 80% of the time, laughter is like a signal that we want to connect more so than like a response to something that's funny, which I thought was an
interesting.
Right. But then the next day I was like getting down on my home YouTube practice and it was a clip of Friends. And so then I heard the laugh track and like that got me thinking about laugh tracks. And then like you think, you know, both Friends and Seinfeld, right? Like huge shows in the 90s, both of which had laugh tracks. And I was just wondering, this dude who's done research and like wrote a book, his thoughts on if laugh tracks, like if part of the reason why those shows were so beloved and like those kids like spoke to us is because of that connection through laughter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Give me a pen.
Come on, Eddie.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of, I try to think, there's not too many shows now that use laugh tracks. I bet there's still, there's like Big Bang Theory is the one that pops to my mind.
Also Beloved.
Also Beloved. Yeah, but they definitely use laugh tracks. I think they had a live studio audience though, too. So I don't know where the difference, and this is just my lack of knowledge of that industry, is like they use laugh tracks, but they also film in front of a live audience.
Mm-hmm.
And so do they just like amplify the laughs with laugh tracks, or do they just like get the people to record the laugh track live?
I mean, I would imagine that I have no idea. I could see a bunch
I have no idea.
Yeah. But I mean, I could also see where like hot mics all the time would be dangerous.
Right.
In a crowd.
Right. So maybe they use that as more of a cue. You know what? I'm going to ask Michael Gambon, because he was a writer on a lot of those shows. And he's a social media guy.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, man, I'd be curious. Like, I'm all for reaching out to people and, like, you know, do it with courteous, you know, be kind and courteous. And, like, the worst thing that happens is you don't get an answer.
Yeah. He does a whole thing. I was like, yeah, maybe he's also already done something on laugh tracks, but he was a comedy writer for, like, God, a billion shows. Just Shoot Me. I want to say he did like King of the Hill and stuff too. He was a showrunner for Rules of Engagement. A lot of shows from like the late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay.
Maybe even like Seinfeld, but I might be thinking of somebody else. I don't know. I think he was, anyway, it doesn't matter. He's a really cool guy. I like his videos.
Great, man. No, reach
he
out.
He reminds me of you. Actually, you know why? It's because he reminds me of you a little bit. Like
interesting.
Just introspective and very like open and isn't like, you know, he does social media with an awareness of like himself in a way that I think is very unique.
Okay.
And he feels very honest and like it, you know, he just comes across as quite, yeah, and just like earnest and quite interesting, but he's well spoken and, you know, all the things that you are.
Oh, well, I will take your compliment and do my best to allow them to land. So thank you. No, I think that, yeah, I mean, I love writing, like reaching out to people whose like newsletters and stuff that I read and like emailing with questions. And again, mm-hmm. Think about what like a nice comment means to us, right? Whether it's like Jeff F sending this email or like on the channel, whatever it is, man, like just doing that to other people and just being like, I really like what you do, man. Thanks for putting your work out in the world. Most people enjoy getting that.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that would be it. And it's not something I've thought about doing, but now I feel like I am now encouraged based on our last few conversations to like reach out to people who I am interested, you know, have an interest in their work and their videos.
Yeah.
Be like as a resource, you know what I mean? You don't really think of that like, hey, these social media creators could be a resource, not, you know.
Yeah. Well, like before, like I appreciate like, because what you've done thus far is like the, basically you've like gone to the library, right, to try to find your two moon answer. And but like you also, the other side of like this crazy technological world is like you now have an insane, like so much more access to experts than we ever used to. Like you used to have to go like find like mailing addresses and like penning a letter and hope that it got to some department of some researcher somewhere. Whereas like now you can pretty much pick up your phone and be like, at so-and-so, like, hey, question, which is crazy.
Yeah. It's wild. They might just get lost in the din, you know?
Of course.
Well, you know, but maybe not. Maybe someone will make a video of it. Maybe he'll make a video about how Laugh Track and live studio audience laughs are different.
Yeah. Or
maybe, you know, this is what a planet with two moons would look like.
Yeah. Or like if you would. Yeah. And I mean, there's also like you might not be the only person in this world who is like pondering these things at this moment. And like maybe Hank two Green, people.
That's another person I'm going to hit up about. Yeah. Because he likes science stuff.
Yeah. So maybe like or hit up the Veritasium people. They do cool shit, too. And I like those guys. Yeah. I mean, like, you know. No matter how many messages you get a day, if you get like two asking the same question, like what if someone else sends the moon question today? And then like, it just so happens to be that day. And I don't know. They're like, holy shit, I guess I'll answer this.
I'll be the one that tips the scales.
You might be, Ben.
Yeah. It'd be like, they'll be like, I only got 15 people asking this question, but 16 is my cutoff.
I mean, hey, we
423? Yeah.
I mean, the book.
Oh, 424. I'll do a video on that.
I mean, the book I'm reading right now was just talking about like, yeah, it all like research would say it doesn't really matter how we make our decisions. The most important thing is how we make our decisions right after we make them, which I thought was an interesting idea. So maybe it is 446 people that need to tip those scales. And maybe it is arbitrary, but maybe it works for that person.
You know what? I am encouraged and I am enthused.
Well, good, man. At least I my pleasure. Hopefully other people can be also. So has this last week been like crazy or all over the place for you or people in your world?
People in my world, I think.
Okay.
I guess a little bit myself too, because I have felt a little scattered this week.
Okay.
Or last week. But a lot of things, you know, happened that were not necessarily a result of what I was doing, but like sort of, yeah, in my orbit.
Yeah.
Going back to the moon question.
Yeah.
But, you know, like my mom ended up in the hospital randomly, like Jesus. 2 days ago, 3 days ago. So that was weird. And we still don't know exactly what is going on there. Ryan had an eye doctor appointment last week. We were trying to figure out what to do with that because he's probably going to have surgery on his eyes again.
Oh, crazy.
And yeah, I'm talking about you. We went to the eye doctor. Do you remember going to the eye doctor? You did get eye drops. That was not your favorite part. What was your favorite part? Playing with the trucks? Watching TV in the car? Yeah.
Did they have to dilate pupils? Is that why
they
got dropped?
Yeah, they had to do an eye drop to double check the muscle measurements and stuff. So that ends up taking a while because, you know, they drop them in, then you got to sit there for like 20 minutes before they come back.
And then it takes a hot second before they wear off.
Yeah. So we had to wear... Make sure he had sunglasses on when we left. Oh, yeah. We went to Costco. It was very exciting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is the eye doctor in Denver or Vail or? Yeah, it's possible.
He doesn't want to wear shoes and he wants to go outside on the porch. You got to have shoes. Can you get your socks? It's hot, dude. The wood and the metal, especially on the door frame, is hot. Don't stand on that. Because you can put your shoes on, they go outside. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've had like a list of things that like, oh, I want to get this done. I want to do this. And then just I haven't found time for them. I don't know if it's about making time, finding time.
I think those are pretty similar, the finding and the making.
Shifting blame in a way that I don't want to think about right now versus like, you know, I don't know, but
I
go back. I will finish up your bring back your point of the eclipses and ask a question. Is it the cloudiness of, like, I feel like I'm a little cloudy in my thinking? Is that also a thing to do with? Is it just being scattered and being, like, messed with by an eclipse, depending on the positioning of the moon and sun?
I think that we should maybe end this week's on that question, and we'll have a cliffhanger question, and we can start there next week.
Not a short answer to that. Okay, great.
I don't think so.
Fair enough. Well, you heard it here, folks. We'll see you next week when we answer the question about eclipses here on April Fool's Day. It's very, very special collection of fools talking to you right now.
Yes,
a ship. Thanks so much for downloading a ship of fools, downloading and listening. Adrian Uninformed. We have been your host, Mr. Max Sarakistan Sarak.
I do like talking to you. This has been the best part of my day so far, Ben. Thank you.
Oh, well, hell yeah, man. I enjoy talking to you too. And I am Ben Hollywood Whitmore, and this has been a special guest appearance by Little Hollywood towards the end there. And things are great, but we'll be back next week with a brand new epidose. So hit us up on ignorantuninformed@gmail.com if you have any questions, thoughts about the show. Just let us know you're out there. We love hearing from you. Peace off.